Greg Tucker back with you again for another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. It's all about mistakes, and namely avoiding them when it comes to retirement planning. According to the Government Office of Accounting, 29% of households age 55 or older have no savings or pensions. Half of American households have no retirement savings. I mean, this is a catastrophic situation that's looming on the horizon, that's already here, in fact, and people need to understand and do something about it. But when it comes to planning, avoiding mistakes is really the key here. Here to share with us her wisdom and her good insights and recommendations is none other than Catherine Collinson, president of the Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies. Catherine, you're always very good at distilling, getting to the essence of it. So what for you are the three most common retirement planning mistakes that people should avoid?
Well, the first mistake is not calculating a savings goal. And our research has found that approximately half of workers say they guessed at how much they need to save. Only 13% have actually used an online calculator to run their own personal numbers.
Right, now let me stop you there, because I want to ask you a question about that. So imagine you're sitting there and you've got some idea, some number in mind. There's no accurate number necessarily, because circumstances change, as you've pointed out often here on the show. So how do you get at a number that's reasonable, that's fairly close to accuracy?
Goal setting is in many ways as much of a journey as it is a destination. Because, of course, as you said, our lives will change over time. And what we estimate in our 20s may look different when we reach our 50s or 60s. The key, however, is to set that goal, work towards that goal, and then update it over time as your own life changes. And as we know, the economy changes and our world changes.
Great advice. What is the second mistake folks need to try to avoid?
The second big mistake is not having a plan. Let's face it, it's impossible to reach a destination without a good roadmap, and your retirement strategy or financial plan is your roadmap to help you achieve that retirement savings goal. We find that only about 1 in 7 workers say they have some sort of written plan that they can work towards achieving their goals.
So you got to have a goal. I get it. You got to know where you're headed, and then you got to know how you're going to get there. There's the plan. What's the third thing that people need to avoid?
Not doing your homework. Over the years that we've been doing our surveying, most workers say they don't know as much as they should about retirement investing. And here's the key. We all need to learn enough so that we can ask good questions and make informed decisions. We don't necessarily need to become investment experts, but we do need to know the right questions to ask as we're receiving guidance to make sure that the answers really work best for us.
You know, it's funny. It's exactly what I tell my teenage son who asks me a question about something. I say, well, you know, you've got to look that up. I mean, and information has never been more accessible. It's a great point. People need to sit down and make this a priority. If you're going on a trip, you have no trouble sitting down and planning restaurants and Googling, favorite spots and what to see and what to avoid. The same thing has to apply when it comes to these critical matters of long-term financial retirement planning. Thanks as always, Catherine. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.